I heard something a few weeks ago that Mark Twain had said. And what he said was, the two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you realise why you are born. As Christians, the day that we accept Christ in our lives is the day that we come to realise why we have been born. In Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 10, I'll just read these out and I'll have a chat about them. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favour, that you are saved, delivered from judgment and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is a free gift from God. Not because of works, not the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any man should boast. It is not the result of what anyone could possibly do, so no one can pride himself in it or take glory for himself. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. You know, when you read those verses, it's tremendous to think that it's by his grace that we're here this morning. That he was prepared, Jesus was prepared to die on the cross, not because of what we'd done, but in spite of what we'd done. And the interesting stuff in here is the fact that it says that the plan that God has got for our lives is already predetermined. Even when we were in our mother's womb, perhaps even when we were twinkling our father's eye, a plan was laid for each of our lives. Because it says in here, doesn't it, that we may do the good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time. So it's the first day of a new and purposeful life. God chose us, and through our faith in salvation of Christ, we have begun to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our lives. God's plan for our lives was predestined, even when there were in my mother's womb. I've already said that. The Latin word is predestinare, which means resolved beforehand. Resolved beforehand. So even before we came to Christ, even before we committed our lives to him, accepted him as our Lord, our past were predestined, predetermined, resolved beforehand. We're starting off when we accept Christ. It's the start of an exciting journey. An exciting journey of fulfillment. This here is God's plan for that journey in our lives. Each journey has three parts. Has the beginning, has the end, and it has the bit between. The beginning is obviously when we accept Christ as our Saviour. The end is when we stand before Him. The journey is a bit between. Now, if you are going on a journey normally, with all the modern technology that we have today, you obviously know where you're leaving from. You know where you're going to end, hopefully, because you've got a destination. So what you do, you get the sat-nav, and you put in the sat-nav where you want to go, and that works it all out for you. So you get in your car, and you set off down the road, and you've got this woman's voice keeps saying, at the next roundabout, turn left. The next crossroads, go right. You can't really get lost. Hopefully. But sometimes, and I'm sure you've all done it, I know I've done it, I've ignored what the woman said, and I thought, I know a better way. I remember once, I think it was when Jeff was preaching down in Sheffield, it was going back a couple of years, and there was a few of us went from church to support him when he was preaching down there. I'd never been to church before, so there was two cars went down, and so Peter and my car set me sat nav to the church. The guy in their car set the sat nav to the church, and we all set off basically together. I arrived after however long, a couple of hours or something, and I'm not kidding, the sat nav took me right to the front door of the church. Got there, I went in. But an hour and a half later, halfway through the meeting, this other guy arrived with his load of people. And I said to him, where you been? What happened? He said, his wife said, oh, he knew a better way. So he ignored what the voice said to him. He went the way that he thought was a better way, and he came an hour and a half late. Eventually, he had to switch the sat-nav back on and follow what she said, so he ended up in the right place. And often, you know, you're driving along, and I know I've done it, I've turned left when she said turn right, and what does the voice say? Make a U-turn as soon as possible, return back on and get back on track. And that's what happens in our Christian life, isn't it? We're on a journey, and we'll start off on this journey, and we've been following the directions. And suddenly, and we've got God's voice speaking to us and telling us where we should go and what we should do. But sometimes you think, I know better than that. I know a better way than that. So we divert off track. And we end up getting lost. We often end up in trouble. I remember once more, and we end up in the middle of a field. And God's voice will tell us, turn round, at the next roundabout, go back, get back on track, listen to what I'm telling you, and you arrive at your proper destination. Isn't that true? I'm sure we've all done it. We've all been there. We've all got a T-shirt. Proverbs 3 verse 6 says this, in all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. He will direct and make straight and plain your path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there we are. We're on the journey. What can go wrong? We listen to what God tells us to do. Follow His directions in our lives. What can go wrong? Sometimes, we suddenly end up going around in circles. We're going in the wrong direction. We may end up in trouble. And you know, one other thing I was going to say was, what we do on a normal journey is, depending on how far we're going, what do? We pull into a service station, we have a rest, maybe top up with petrol, have a drink, take fuel on board ourselves. And that's what we are doing here this morning. This is our service station. On midweek you go to a prayer meeting, it's your service station. When you come to one side to spend time with God, to read His Word, it's your service station. You're getting recharged. You're getting refilled to continue on the journey so that you know that you're going to have enough fuel within you to complete the journey you're on. You're not going to suddenly break down, run out of juice, run out of petrol, run out of faith, run out of strength, run out of power that He gives us. So it's important that we do spend time together, that you spend time with God, you spend time coming together. It's not to fill the building up, to spend time with Him. Because in here, He will refuel you. He'll fill the tank up. I remember someone saying, I'm full, but I need refilling because I'm always leaking. We constantly need recharging and refilling. One of the things we've got to be careful of is that we take the easy way out. Sometimes we end up thinking that I can't go on that journey. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm frightened to drive on the motorway. I'm frightened to drive in the dark. We've got to be careful as Christians that we don't allow Satan to use our fears to hold us in captivity. Because that's what you'll do. How many times and how many of us have possibly said, oh, I'm not going to do that because I'm going to make a fool of myself. I'm not going to do that because I'm not spiritually aware. I'm not strong enough to do that. I'm not going to do that because somebody will say, you're stupid, you can't do that. Because we have a fear. We have a fear of doing things. And Satan is very crafty. And what you'll do will be, you'll say to you, you're all right. Don't have to do that. Just stay where you are. You'll be all right. Just let somebody else do that. Don't you worry about it. But you know, that's a lie from Satan. Because we end up being locked in this prison of fear. Frightened to do anything. Frightened to step out the door. Frightened to do anything for God. And fear is the main one that covers most things. Fear that we can't succeed. Fear will be laughed at and ridiculed. Fear will be rejected. Fear will fail God if we go out and try and do something. Fear we're not strong enough. Fear that we haven't been forgiven. That we're not good enough. They're all lies. They're all lies from Satan. You know, some weeks ago, Jeff was preaching and he was mentioning about the battle of the mind. Battle of the mind. There is a battle going on in our minds all the time. Our minds is which controls, our mind is the control center of all you think and all you do. The battle for your mind can only be won as you personally choose the truth of God's word. John 8, verse 32 says this, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8, verse 36 says, if the Son liberates you, makes you free men or women, then you are really and unquestionably free. Really and unquestionably free. No doubt, no question, no fears. You are free if he says you are. So, and here is the plan and purpose for our lives. It's God's direction. It's the key to unlock your prison door. And that may be anything: uncertainty, fear, unforgiveness, anything that's holding you back from fulfilling the plan of God in your life. This is the key to unlock that door. So, are you free? Are you free? No, you're not. You're not free until you walk out of that open door. And that is the big difference. The door's unlocked, the door's open, but are you walking out of it? I saw a program a couple of years ago, I think, on TV, a documentary program on prisons, prisoners, probation service and stuff like that. And I sat and watched it for a while. And something very interesting came out of this. What this guy said was that, and I'm not talking about hardened prisoners now, murderers and stuff like that. What this guy said was that often you find prisoners who maybe have been robbing things and stuff like that, not really serious crimes. Prisoners often deliberately commit crimes again so they can get put back into prison. They often don't want to come out of their cell because they're comfortable there, it's warm, you get three meals a day, probably a TV and whatever, stuff that I can't get outside. So they think, I'd rather stay where I am because it's more comfortable. You know, that, as Christians, if we feel like that, that is a lie from Satan. He's trying to rob us. He's trying to rob us of what God has got for us. He's trying to rob us of fulfilling God's plan and purpose for each of our lives. And we have the power and we have the authority where we can say to Satan, on your bike. I urge you this morning, you know, to walk out. If there's anything holding you back, then that door is open, because in here is the key to opening it. I urge you to walk out of that captivity. Step out from what is holding you back from fulfilling what God has got for each of our lives. And God has got something for each and every one of us this morning. He's got a predestined plan for each of us that he wants us to fulfill. And God is the great I Am. If he has got a plan for our lives, he's also got a plan to see it completed. He's on our side. We have the victory this morning. We have the victory. He just wants us, as Jeff was saying earlier, he wants us to enjoy life. So step out. Step out from that prison that's holding you back. Step out through that door. Be yourself. Because God created you who you are for what he wants. Be yourself. And walk in his power and his authority. When Christ went to the cross, he said, it is finished. And he rose in victory. We have that same victory this morning. The cross is empty because he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for each and every one of us this morning. We are victorious, but we need to walk in that victory. not always easy. We're going to have problems. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But just hold on to the fact that God has got a plan for each of our lives. A plan that He will see fulfilled if you have the faith just to see it through. We need to walk through that open door. Commit our lives to Him and allow Him to direct our paths. This morning, I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning and I'm getting bombarded with things, and I believe that God has given me a prayer that He wants us to pray as a commitment. Now, it's quite a long one, and I've scribbled it down as best that I could at the time, and I would like to read it out to you. And I take my time with it, and as I read a section out and stop, I don't just want you to repeat it like a parrot. I want you to think about the words. Think about the words that you're saying. But I believe this is powerful this morning. So I'll start off. I'll just read a few lines. I praise and honour You as my Lord and Saviour. You are in control of all things. I thank You that You are always with me and will never leave me or forsake me. Thank You for the life I now have in Christ. I ask You to continually fill me with the Holy Spirit to guide and direct my ways. I take my stand against Satan and all his lying ways. I choose to believe the truth of God's word despite what my feelings may say, and I refuse to be discouraged. You, Lord, are in control of my life, and nothing is too difficult for You. I am confident that You will supply all my needs. As I seek to live according to Your word, I thank You that I can be content and live a responsible life. Through Christ, who strengthens me, I now take my stand against Satan and command him in the name and authority of Jesus Christ to depart from me and my life. I choose to put on the full armour of God so I can stand firm against all the devil's schemes. I submit my body as a living and holy sacrifice to God and choose to renew my mind by the living word of God. Lord, we just give You glory and praise this morning. We thank You, Lord, that Your hand is upon each of our lives. We thank You, Lord, that You have a good and purposeful plan for each of our lives this morning. We thank You, Lord, that through You, no prison bars can hold us in place if we are prepared to walk out of the door which You have opened. So Lord, this morning we just give you praise and glory. We honor you this morning, Lord. And Lord, we just commit our lives once again into your hands. Amen.